You know that Hawaii has marketing cachet, but are many of the products that show up on our grocery shelves actually made here? CivilBeat.org reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Hey there, Chad.
Hey, Beth Ann. Welcome to Monday.
And you too, and a good May Day to you too.
Oh, yeah.
So as we're looking at all of these products that, you know, you can go walk around and see them, and many stores have a, you know, Made in Hawaii section, but some of them seem to be really made here, and some of them perhaps might have been inspired by here and are now made elsewhere. Why does that seem to happen?
Well, this is a reality check from our reporter, Stuart Yurton, who covers business for us, and it's a terrific story. He starts the story naming a couple of products that we've all seen, you know, at Safeway or Foodland or something. I'll give you a couple of examples. Hawaiian Sweet, Maui Onion Rings, and a Kona Brewing Company beer, particularly their longboard, that a lot of folks like. But in fact, neither of them are actually made here in the islands. The onion rings are from New Jersey. And the beer is from a company that has business in Oregon and Washington State, even New Hampshire and Tennessee. Stuart even mentions a coconut water that would seem to be local. In fact, it is produced in Thailand. Well, is that something that we should be doing for consumers? Because as you mentioned, there is cachet with the Hawaii brand name. What's frustrating is that if you are making something local, actually producing it here, you're having to compete with your own authentic products, and then you've got to deal with land cost and energy cost, labor cost, the kind of things that manufacturers on the mainland or in Thailand are not quite having to deal with. And that's what's frustrating when you're trying to get a national brand out there with that Hawaiian name on it.
So, and we have major shipping costs for anything that's made here to be able to get it out. And we've talked to other businesses over time who say, yeah, that's a big part of it. But then shouldn't there be something that lets people know what is and really isn't made in Hawaii? I mean, clearly you can look on the label, and if you see it's made in New Jersey or if it's, you know, bottled in Portland, that gives you a good indication that it's not made in Hawaii.
Well, what if it's created in Hawaii but actually brewed elsewhere? You mentioned Portland. There is this green superfood brew, which is really a kale energy drink. Who would have thought to put kale and energy drink in the same product? But in fact, it is cheaper to produce in Portland, but in fact, it was created here. So you do have some local ties. I should mention Kona Brew. You can go to their bars, and they do actually brew the beer on site. But we're talking about the bottling, which is done elsewhere. That said, there's another beer company, Maui Beer, which actually does brew its beer here. The difference is they put it in cans, not in bottles, and then they're able to ship it because it's cheaper. So there's all sorts of challenges here for people. And business costs are the most prohibitive reason why people use the mainland to manufacture their products.
And isn't also there a lawsuit because
there were some people
very unhappy that what they thought was buying from Hawaii wasn't?
Yeah, in fact, it involves Kona Brew again. This is coming from a California company saying, look, that's misleading to say that it's a Hawaii product. I mean, you can look at the label. It looks very much like stylized images of Hawaii. You can see things like Diamond Head and so forth on some of these products. There's another company, Hawaiian Chip Company, that's made from taro and gourmet taro and sweet potatoes, and there's a hot sauce they produce. Japan loves it. Well, they're actually going to expand their Kalihi facility to produce more locally because people actually will pay more if it's made in Hawaii. So there's another factor to look at.
So bottom line, read the label. Just read the label.
Exactly.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Bethann.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org. Today featuring reporter Chad Blair.